Hi guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dr. K. Durairaj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm so excited to have started this podcast for you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon and beauty expert in Los Angeles, California. And I have a busy facial plastics practice. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And my website has the same name. So hopefully you'll check us out. Today's podcast is all about the acids. So an acid sounds like a frightening term for a chemical to put on your face. And when we look at fruit acids, glycolic acids, and retinoic acids, we are thinking of some of the most beneficial ingredients that you can put on your skin. One of my favorite acids is glycolic acid. So today I'm going to talk to you about glycolic acid as an anti-ager. And it is an ideal acid, I think, for people who are new to acids because it ranges from medium to low strength all the way up to very high strength. And it's one of those acids that's an immediate brightener. I would say it's one of my desert island products. So if I was going to be stuck on a desert island, in addition to vitamin C, retin A, a good moisturizer, a good sunscreen, of course, on a desert island. The other thing I would really want in my regimen would be glycolic acid. So I use glycolic acids on a daily basis, every single day. And one of the reasons is because it's an acid that's so gentle, but it's able to dissolve the bonds between dead skin cells that sit on the surface of your skin. And it causes you to get this really amazing glow. Patients ask me that a lot, and I don't wear a ton of makeup, but they're always asking why my skin is so glowy. And I think one of the reasons is because glycolic gives you this really lovely degree of exfoliation. So everyday adult skin has so many skin cells that expire and just sit on the surface of the skin, and that causes light to hit you in a way that you look dull and kind of not as refreshed. And you know, you don't have the skin of your glowy children's days. So if you look at any children, you'll see that they have that glowy, fresh, kind of vibrant skin. And that is kind of my goal for all my patients. Kids have that because their skin turns over at amazingly fast rates. And of course, as we age, the skin turnover rate slows down. And especially for women who are entering into menopause or having hormone changes, that's really where you see a huge transition in skin transformation and skin turnover. So that's where you need to start using things like glycolics. I think glycolics are super useful also for my teens and 20-year-old patients and 30-year-old patients with adult acne, because I often will see girls getting little white bumps under the skin, and I call those comedones. Those are collections of keratin, dead skin, and debris that build up under the skin and cause little white bumps. And they need to get extractions to get rid of those. But the other thing that really prevents and improves comedones under the surface of the skin is using a glycolic. So when you dissolve the dead keratin sitting on the surface, you get this number one, glow, number two, less comedones, and number three, amazing skin turnover. And so that's one of the reasons why I think glycolics are really one of the staples of my skincare regimen. Glycolics are best for anti-aging. They definitely improve your sun damage, and they come in a range of strengths. So 0 to 10% might be some that you find over the counter. Anytime you're buying products at Target, Nordstrom, Sephora, all these over-the-counter brands are terrific. It's wonderful that you're putting something into your skin that's good. However, remember, and I remind all my patients this, that those are over-the-counter strengths. So you're paying primarily for brand name. So you're buying super expensive Clinique, La Mer, you know, Lancome, love all those brands. They're very indulgent, but you're buying brand name. A lot of your money is being spent on brand name, marketing, bottling, perfuming. Some of those products have good ingredients, but all of them have concentrations of ingredients that are inferior to what you can find in a doctor's office. So definitely want to encourage you to step up your regimen. And if you don't have the ability to do that and you're buying drugstore brands, good for you. Always start with well-known brands like Neutrogena is wonderful. I think that's a great starter product for everyone in their 20s. And then, you know, as you move up to better brands, I would say bypass all of the drugstore brands, bypass the Nordstrom's and Sephora stuff, and go right into physician strength brands. So as soon as you can afford it, your skin is the number one way that people judge you. Put some money into your skin. Not your shoes, not your purses, not your outfits and your jewelry, but your skin. I think that's the most important. I want to look good in my skin every day, and my goal is to be makeup free. And one of the ways I do that is by using the best ingredients possible. And this is not an ad for my skincare line. However, I do test every single product in my skincare line. It's called KD Skincare, on myself and my family and my staff. And all of the ingredients are superior to what you can find out there on the market. I have a chemist that I work closely with to develop the skincare line, and it's grown over the last, I would say, 17 years. And so look for a product that's going to have amazing ingredients. So instead of a 0 to 10% glycolic, you can go from 10 to 20% glycolic. And 20% is in my glycolic creams. It's in my glycolic wash. And it's also in our brightening pads. So the small glycolic is a small acid. So it really, really penetrates the surface of the skin. And it's one of the most widely used acids. And it really goes even beyond the top layer of the skin to loosen up the bonds that are holding these dead cells together. And I love it because it shrinks your pores, it'll lighten your spots, even out your scars, and it definitely keeps your texture really smooth and bright. So one of my regimens that I do is every day I wash my face with glycolic wash, and I use a 20% wash. I let it sit on the surface of my skin, you know, like almost like a mask for a few minutes while it's soaking. And it actually, my wash removes makeup and oils, and I don't feel dry with it, so that's awesome. Then, twice a week, I use glycolic pads, my Ultra Glow Peel Pads. And these are incredible, and everybody in my staff is addicted to them, and we can almost always tell the day they come in, the next morning when they've had a peel pad. You wipe it on all over, you go to bed with it, and you wake up like glowy and sparkly skin. And like no makeup and you still sparkle. So those are my Glam Glow Peel Pads, Ultra Glow Pads. I love them. And those are 20% glycolic, so it's kind of like an in-office doctor's peel, but without the office visit. And then lastly, glycolic cream at bedtime. Super important. So those are the steps you can take with a good glycolic acid to improve and exfoliate your skin. And I guarantee if you start using any kind of glycolic, drugstore, Sephora, or whatever, you're going to see improvements. But definitely check out my brand and find that on my website at www.beautybydrkay.com. And I want you guys to tune in to our next big podcast coming up, and maybe we'll go ahead and try to do a podcast all about glycolics and some of the peels that we do here in the office. And this has been our 5-Minute Friday. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week. And thank you for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Take care, guys.